Glory to Jesus, October 19, 2014. My sweet brother, should we worship the mind?
Definitely not.
Why? It's fluid.
Yeah, the mind is fluid. The mind is, how should I say this?
Is it whoopsie-doopsie?
No, the mind is not whoopsie-doopsie. The mind is subservient to the Ghost Holy, to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay.
The mind is used, like we have the superconscious mind, and we have which is the domain of the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And then we have the subconscious mind. And that's the mind that deals with your body functions, your glands, your organs, and then also it deals with all your feelings and everything. That's the mind that needs to be purified. Then you have the conscious mind you use every day. So your superconscious mind, which is the Holy Ghost, that mind can be used as you praise, love, and gratitude to that mind, to the Ghost Holy, which resides in it. That mind purifies the subconscious mind.
Are you saying that the Holy Spirit, or this great Christ fire, it dwells in our body and in the mind, or just in our minds only?
It dwells in, its home is the superconscious mind.
Okay.
And it dwells in our body. It dwells in our body, yes.
That's powerful right
there. Yeah, it dwells in our body, definitely. But we don't worship the mind. I know a lot of people are really into the mind.
Right.
And
right.
Then they only go so far.
Okay.
You got to be into that Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost, because that Holy Ghost resides in the superconscious mind in our temple.
Is it imperative and necessary, necessito, to praise the light of Christ?
That's essential. Like I was saying, love, praise, and gratitude. Gratitude is probably the key word. When you are thankful in all things, things will just come to you. You will be glorified. And spiritually, physically, monetarily, every which way.
Good. That sounds good.
Thank you, Ghost Holy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your divine presence within us. We thank you for abiding in the superconscious mind within each and every soul that's listening to us and that's not listening to us. We thank you for that. It's a privilege to have that mind, that divine superconscious mind within us, where the Ghost Holy is, the Holy Ghost, that spirit of cleansing that purifies us. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jah Jesus, the being, for putting it inside us. He didn't have to do it, but he did it, that we may become gods and goddesses. We love you in the name of the powerful name of Jah Jesus, or Jah Jesus, baby.
Amen. Thank you, eternal Jah Jesus, baby, for dwelling inside of us, and thank you for filling us with love and light all around us. Thank you, eternal Jah Jesus, for saturating the planetary system, and we thank you for dwelling in the heavens and earth and in every paradise, every kingdom, and even in hell. We thank you, eternal Jesus Christ Almighty, for your love and for your glory. Glory.
We thank you, Jah Jesus, the being. We thank you for making our temples. I'm talking about the Son of God now. We thank you for just creating our bodies. We thank you for creating this planet that we may live on to become gods and goddesses. We thank you for pleading to the Father that you wanted to come to this planet to be a redeemer, for we may have a right to that tree of life, of living forever in our temples.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ghost Holy, for dwelling within us. Thank you for purifying us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for your eternal strength, mind, body, and soul. We love you. We praise you. In the name of Jah Jesus,
Jesus,
baby.
Amen. Sing on the song. Ding, dong, dong.
Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to end the lonely day and the moment.
Jesus, baby. We thank you, Jesus, the Ghost Holy. We thank you for rising and living within us, soul, body, and spirit. We thank you for your love. Thank you for the fire, which is the love principle. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you in the diamond name of Jesus, baby.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, welcome, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to another dynamic program by Son of God University. Welcome. This is Christmas season.
This is the happy season, man. Yes, it is.
September 27th is when the Son of God, Jesus, was born.
Yes.
And then it goes up to the December 25th, that's when they had all this light of Christ coming, all these this days of light of Christ.
Right.
It just illuminated the earth. Can you imagine that? That energy just illuminated. Everybody was in stillness and happiness and awe. And just like, whoa, that energy, that radiant energy just illuminate everything. But then thank you for listening, especially in the heavens.
Yes.
We welcome you in the heavenly realm.
Yes, we do.
Listen, all those heavenly realms, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we definitely welcome everybody on the planet Earth and those who are in hell. We welcome you for listening, and thank you for listening to this program.
Yes. Glory to Jesus, baby, because the name of the game is to be in love with Jesus or Jesus. Because when you're in love with the deity of love, the dynamic force of the universe, the power of the Holy Ghost on every coast, greater than French toast, more nutritional than beef pot roast, we stand our holy post on whom we love the most, the Lord of hosts, the gracious and mighty, dynamic, almighty Holy Ghost.
You got that right, baby.
So we're just happy to be here and happy to be in your midst to praise and exalt the living Christ and to expound on the greatness. We don't per se have Bible studies because they're boring. And what I mean by that, a lot of Bible studies, they talk about the prophets and they talk about the apostles and they talk about this and they talk about that and Sugar Shack and Mac Daddy stuff. But we talk about the living light, the eternal Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people, they don't know who to worship. They don't know what they worship. They don't know how to praise. They don't know what to praise. They don't know the benefit of love and praise and gratitude. That is vital to our life. As you heard us talking in the preliminary before the anthem was sung, how the powers of praise and love and thanksgiving to this great Christ light. We want to say happy Halloween, hallowed ween, that hallowed be God's name, the great God within us. And we want to thank also the San Francisco 49ers and the United States of America and the Seattle Seahawks and the United States of America for their treat for the needy. The NFL teams are now getting, and my brother, really wrapped in giving gifts. What I mean, people bringing food, to non-perishable food to the stadium. So if you got 67,000 people in the Seattle Seahawks, for example, in the USA, and even in Frisco and throughout the other parts of the states where they have the games, people are donating. I think that's so good. What do you say?
Oh, definitely. So, you know, in the great United States of America, the richest nation in the world,
yes,
we have more people that need food than probably anywhere else in the world.
That's right.
You know, I was reading the National Geographic, and I was kind of shocked to hear that. And people, they don't have food. I mean, and especially the southern states, very bad. The Bronx, very bad. They have more fast food restaurants than they do stores.
Where's the Bronx? I love it.
That's in New York.
Oh, East United States.
Yeah,
okay.
New York City over there. And then you have like all through like Louisiana. We have Mississippi. We have Alabama. We have Arkansas. We have all those southern states. Georgia. It's a lot of people down there that just, we need to really hop on this food for the needy, especially
right.
In the United States of America, the richest nation in the world. We very, they say malnutrition is very here. You can be really big, but you can be very malnutrition. You
right.
know, that don't have nothing to do with it. But people need food. I mean, it's very bad in the United States. I'm very shocked to hear that. The richest nation in the world and basically the poorest nutrition as far as
right.
in the world, you know. And all these states and other states, too. You know, we have, like in the Dakotas, we have an Indian reservation. Very, no food. I mean, the people are hungry, right. You know. California's kind of right. They have pockets. Oregon is not too good. Even the state, the Holy Ghost headquarters is okay kind of there, but then southern, like over there in the eastern Washington and lower down Washington, oh, people are not having food. They are living day to day. They don't have bread. The kids are don't have lunch. They don't have breakfast. I mean, that is a shame in the United States of America. We're the richest nation, but yet people are starving. Let's get on it, my loving brothers and sisters. You can do it. Let's do it. That's John Jesus' principle in giving to the needy. That's one of his highest principles. I mean, it should be no one starving, especially in the good old USA.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the feet and the thumbs and the nosy. That is very imperative that we take care of the people because, you know, you heard my brother said it, it's the richest nation in the world, and yet it's a lot of poor people. And that should not be. Even the President of the United States, he said America, the family should not go hungry. They should not be down. And it's all in how things are conducted. Bill Gates, one of the richest, if not the richest man on the planet, and he lives right in the Pacific Northwest in the United States of America. A lot of people think he lives in California, but he lives right over here, over there in the northwestern United States, right in the Seattle area. So he gives a lot of, you know, he gives it's a science project to the needy, to the people that are less fortunate. And so I encourage all you churches and temples and mosques and synagogues and ashrams and kingdom halls and Mormons, tabernacles and temples, show us what you're working with. You know, Minister Louis Farrakhan, he tried to get people together in the United States of America, in the Illinois, Chicago area, that, hey, like he tried to get the Christian churches in the Islamic centers and the Jewish people to work together. But in other words, let's put our religious differences aside. Stop being a hang-danger. In other words, learn to love humanity. For Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the living God, has taught that we are to love one another. When he was walking the planet, he fed 5,000 men, and then with the families, over 26,000 people. And so, you know, he did a miracle with the young lad's lunch that he had, a two-piece snack, or two pieces of fish and five loaves of bread. And all those people were fed, and look what Jesus did. He gave thanks first to his Father, took the young lad's lunch, lifted it up to the heavens, and he gave thanks. And the apostles, they saw that, wow, look at the powers of the Son of God. The key is, my sweethearts, is to give thanks to the Christ light that is within us and all around us. So people that claim in all this religiosity, let's learn how to activate and learn how to love humanity. Jesus said in the 25th chapter of Matthew, as you give to the least of these, you give unto me, or if you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. So if you bless somebody, you're blessing Jesus Christ. If you damn somebody, you're damning Jesus Christ. That's not good to damn. It is always wonderful to bless. So the name of the game is to all the people that proclaim religiosity. Now look at the football team. They're doing it. The NBA, National Basketball Association, they're getting on the bandwagon to bring in food for the people and stuff like that. And you feel good about that because that's what the treat is all about. You know, throw out the tricks and bring in the treat.
Tell them what the treat for the needy, because, you know, like we talked on that last October, and we told them about the treat. So why don't you explain as far as what is the treat for the needy? Because I know it's millions of listeners, they don't even know what we're talking about. Because, you know, we get millions every program, but it's right. Always people different. So you probably need to go over what is the treat for the needy.
Okay.
For the needy.
See,
how did it start? Why don't you just start where it came from and what it was about?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Treat for the needy is back in the day, times ago, that people were giving to it, the harvest time. October Day is the month of harvest. And so many people, they have all this productive fruit, or overabundance of fruit and vegetables and sweets. And so they would gather up the pumpkins. And they would gather squash and the various different foods, and they would distribute it to those who were in hunger. And the people that were illuminated in the Christ, they would carve out the pumpkin. They would take out the guts of the pumpkin, and they would cut it out and put like a cross, an emblem of a cross. You know how people, they put the faces and they put the eyes. Well, the people of ancient time, they put a cross. Then they put a candle inside. And they were concentrating on the light, like the pumpkin represented the human body, and the candle inside was the candle of your soul or the Christ-like energy. And they would go inside the temple, and some people did it outside, and they had candlelight worship, where they worshiped the Christ within them. And so as they were worshiping the Christ within them, that's how the revelation came, like, give to the needy. You see, it wasn't trick-or-treat. Trick-or-treat came later with these ghouls and monsters and silly heads and Dracula. You see, it was a holy holiday. You see, it's holy because it was when hallowed be thy name, God Jesus. Hallowed wean. You wean or wean to take in the energy. You inhale, exhale, and you feel the circulation of your circulatory system and the blood flowing through your body, recognizing that the Holy Spirit is the key to all life. So, this sacred holiday, that's how we came up. We said, Merry Christmas, Happy Halloween, and then you can throw in there Thanksgiving, too, because that's coming up in November of next month. That power of focusing on the Christ energy, the Christ fire, the Christ fire, Jesusi, Christ fire. So in that Christ fire, as the light was illuminated, and like I say, sitting inside of the pumpkin, the people were saying, hey, wait a minute, this light is in me, you see? And so thousands and millions would do that, and then the people of the negative side, they went and called it jack-o'-lantern. Like, what the hell? You know, and then they go around, instead of looking for the Holy Ghost, they're looking for the hella ghost, maybe Casper the Friendly Ghost, and any ghost but the Holy Ghost. Mm. So, you know, they spooks, black cats, scary spooks, and black bats, oh, it's Halloween. That's how they see it. But if they want to do that, that's okay. Have a good day. You have a choice, you see. But on the spiritual side, you recognize the inner Christ, the inner fire, the fire of love, the fire of glory. It is high time to praise the name of Jesusi or Jesus, because Jesus is the eternal fire of glory right within our beings. We need to recognize, and the people that are here and people that are not here and people that are in earth and people that are out of the earth, you still need to commune with the Christ-like energy, because you're not going to progress if you don't praise the energy that's within you. Anyone that denies this power within is a, I'm not going to say the other word, but I'll just say a dingbat. I was going to say something like a douche. I'm not going to finish it off because, you know, it's kind of graphic, but the people need to wake up. You see, sweethearts, all you wonderful people, we love you all. All the people in every church, every denomination, every abomination, every nation, wake up and come to the Christ, baby. Come to the light, because the scripture says in the book of Revelation, the beast shall rise, and the beast will come to those, and it says the beast that was and is and to us is not. We're into the is not ministration.
Right.
Because we don't look for the Antichrist. What a sad people are. What's the Antichrist? Where is he at? Look in the mirror, you'll see him. Look in the mirror, you the Antichrist. If you're denying the powers of the Holy Ghost, if you're denying the blood of the Son of God, Jesusi, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have no respect for the divine sacrifice, then you are filled with hella ghosts instead of the Holy Ghost. Now, this is not to be derogatory, but we're giving it to, you know, the facts and the truth, because Jesus told us to worship in spirit and in truth. And so I know a lot of people, they're so fascinated by looking for the Antichrist. Like, I wonder who he is. I wonder where he come from. Well, he came from you. If you're rejecting the light within yourself, you have manifested your own Antichrist. In the book of the Epistles of St. John, it declares that every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is not come in the flesh is not of God, but is Antichrist. And then St. John said, and then dig this, that was 2,000 years ago, plus or minus tax. If you count this year, it's 2,014 years ago when that was spoken about how Jesus Christ revealed the light within every individual who cometh into the world. And so if you are filled with light and you're giving love and praise and thanksgiving to that light inside of your being, and then you don't need no antichrist. You don't have to have no fear because you got the ultimate light of the universe. And if the light of Christ is in you, the light of Christ protects you, you praise that divine power.
You got that right, baby. You heard my loving brother. You praise that divine power, that light of Christ, that ghost holy within us. Every, you know, this whole from August to January is all about the light of Christ.
Yes.
If you think about it. Like my brother, loving brother said about Halloween. You know, it's amazing how something starts off positive and
exactly.
then it turns a negative twist, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean,
right.
we're not trying to downrate no. Halloween or whatever, but the real Halloween is how my loving brother stated. And then we have Jesus' birthday on September 27th. Then we have Halloween. That's about the light of Christ.
Right.
When Jesus was born, all this light of Christ
right,
is here.
Right.
And then we have December 25th, where the whole world was filled with this light
of Christ.
You see how important this light of Christ is, this ghost holy, the Holy Ghost. It's very vitally important, especially in the last days, what they say these are. You know, well, the ghost holy is very important. You know, I mean, I can't survive without it. Basically, if they would withdraw the ghost holy from this planet, it would die.
Oh, yes, yes.
Nothing would happen. It's what's keeping us alive, if you love it or not. It's so merciful, it stands and knocking at your door, at your consciousness, all the time, you know. It's there, but a lot of people are not listening. They don't want to be still and know that I am God,
that's right.
within you. But they don't want to do that. They want to rush to church and do all the outside stuff. There's nothing wrong with going to church, but are you worshiping the light of Christ within you? You always are always in church.
Yes.
Church is always there. You are the living church walking. Church is within you. That Christ light is within you. It tells you what to do all the time. I don't need to go to church or even have a pastor tell me. I have it within myself. We're trying to free you and get you into the God that you need to be into, which is Jah Jesus within you. And we don't want to forget the Jah Jesus, Son of God.
That's right.
Who gives everybody the Holy Ghost. You can't go without him. It's nothing. You got to go through him. And then once you get that ghost holy, it's named the same thing, Jah Jesus Spirit, Jah Jesus Spirit, and you go and you're rock and rolling just like a Hemi. You know, you moving, baby.
Right, right.
You're zooming.
446
pounds, like my brother said. You're moving. You're zooming with that energy. That energy zooms. I don't care if you're an athlete. You need it.
Yes.
If you're a painter, you need it. I don't care if you're an artist, you need it. If you're an inventor, you need it. All the great inventors had the light of Christ. When George Washington Carver went in the Parade of the Day, he was dealing with the light of Christ. How do you think he got those inventions?
Yes.
He was dealing with the light of Christ. All great inventors, like Benjamin Franklin. Man, that guy has so many inventions. I mean, he's like, whoa. You know, he was dealing with the light of Christ.
Is he the one that created the bathtub?
Well, yeah, he was the first one around here to take baths.
Wow.
A lot of people didn't take baths. They just put on perfume.
So they just smell
pleasant. But he was into the light of Christ.
Right.
People like George Washington, people like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. These guys were movers. I mean, they're the ones that started this country, basically.
Right.
Those ones, they were into the light of Christ. You know, they weren't religious. They weren't churchy. They were into the light of Christ. People could say, well, they had this, they had that. We can't judge them. Only Jesus can judge them. You know, look what great they did. They did a lot of great things, more than negative, you know.
Definitely.
Without them, this country wouldn't be standing, you know. And the point is what I'm saying, you got to get into this light of Christ, like my loving brother said. That's the most important thing there is on the planet. If you don't have the light of Christ, it'll help you in your jobs, it'll help you in your marriage, it'll help you every which way. You know, it helped you tell you what to say. Like me and my brother, we don't practice what's going to say. It's
right.
The light of Christ. I come and meet him here, and we don't know. We say, okay, Holy Spirit, you guys what to say. What do the people need? So we're guided by that divine intelligence, that Holy Ghost, that divine intelligence. The only way I can best explain it is like Star Wars. I keep going to it because it's a prime example for this century as far as how that power works. It's a creative force. You can use it as a creative force. It's a creative force. When you get into God here, you'll start creating worlds with that. You are God. But when I get in that, I'm just trying to tell you, it's a creative force. It can move things. You know, like Star Wars, like they have their hand out in the power. I mean, they're using the Christ light to a certain degree. They are using the Christ light. That is the Christ light in third dimension manifestation. That's what we should be into, the Christ-like. Jesus, he came to the planet. He did his thing. Once you accept him, he gives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Look out, baby. You're on your own. You are on your own with the Ghost Holy within you. You got all you need. You're very well equipped. Jesus, when he created this body, you are very well equipped. It's a dynamic body. This body can live forever. Some people say they want to die. They're a lie. Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die in their right mind. If you want to die, go ahead. You know, you have a free will. Yeah. Everybody wants to live. Let's face it, it's in us. Everybody wants to live forever. It's in us. If somebody says that something is wrong, you know, something is wrong if you go around talking about, oh, I want to die, or you're supposed to die, you need to run away from them. You want to get to life. Jesus said, I came to give you life, and life more abundantly, in every which way. He wants you to have a loving, healthy, wisdom body full of life, full of love. He wants you to have a dynamic body, just like him. He wants to share what he has. He's sharing.
Operation Share.
Yeah. I don't want to get into that. But, he wants to share.
Yes,
you know, he's a very loving guy.
Yes.
God.
That's right.
Loving God. Like I told my brother before, him and brother stop. He can bend the laws.
Yes, yes.
Like if somebody was very wicked, like if he sees somebody's very wicked and they call him, let's say Hitler. People know about Hitler.
Right.
He can reach down here and take him out. Now, what kind of God can do that?
But he killed 6 million.
Doesn't matter.
By the blood of a pig.
It doesn't matter, my loving brother. This is a powerful being. It doesn't matter.
But
he has all jurisdiction. The Father gave him all jurisdiction.
Okay.
The Father, Allah, Jehovah, said, hey, it's in your hands. Whatever you say, do, listen to my son. Remember, he said, talk to the son. He's the head of the planet.
Right.
Then the son says sometimes, oh, talk to my other brother. He's the head of the planet. It's different degrees of, you know, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
It's different degrees of manifestation here, administration. It's different degrees. The father say, hey, talk to my son. My son said, well, you know, I did my thing. Talk to my brother that's on the planet now. He's in control here. You know, don't talk to me about it. I got enough stuff to do here.
That's
you
right.
know, so he shares. You know, this being is a loving being. He's very powerful, very loving. When you see him, you are just magnified by his eyes.
Yes.
His eyes is just so what? Whoa!
Yes,
you know, they just very transparent. People say when they come here, they see all this ruby, this gold, all this stuff. But what are they fascinated with? The being of Lord Jesus Christ. They look at him and say, whoa! You know, this being is dynamic. And his Ghost Holy within us is dynamic.
Yes.
We need to recognize, my brothers and sisters, that we need to get into that. Not so much in the outside stuff.
Right.
A lot of times we're into outside worship. We go to our church, we're in the outside worship. Are you in the inside worship? That's where it's at, baby. That's why it's billions of people listen to my brothers and I program, which is Son of God University. And also in the spiritual realm, the heavenly realms.
Yes.
All kind of thousands upon thousands of heavenly realms. Then you got hellish realms. They're
right.
listening. The only reason that's permitted because the Lord Jesus Christ allowed it. That's how merciful. People in hell, they're hearing this now.
That's
people
right.
in heaven, they're hearing this now.
Yes.
For they can be redeemed by this power. This power is dynamic. It's loving. It's that fire.
Yes.
We're supposed to talk about the fire,
that's,
my loving brother. I'm going to have my
right.
brother talk to you about the fire. The fire, that's the love.
Yes.
Tell him about it, my loving
yes,
brother.
Sweetheart. A scripture reference, Deuteronomy 4, chapter verse 24, And it's right in coincidence with Hebrews 12:29, where it states, our God, Jehovah, is a loving God and a consuming fire. And then it's stated in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, I just said it, but that's the 12th chapter, verse 29, it says, our God is a consuming fire. Then if you go back into the ancient translation of the Holy Spirit version, it says, our God, Jesusi, is a consuming fire filled with endless love and endless light. So that love fire, or the Christ fire, it is really a power of love, because the flame, the holy flame, is lit within us by Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. And like my brother said, once you have accepted the blood sacrifice of the Son of God, recognizing that the Son of God, Jesus, or Jesus, his blood is so mighty and powerful, it cleanses you from all sin as you repent to the Son of God asking for forgiveness. Then as you change your life through the Christ Jesus, then you get asked for the baptism of Holy Spirit. You'd be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, or Lord Jesus Christ, and then he gives you that power. That power is full of love. And this eternal flame, this eternal Holy Spirit energy is a personality, yet it's omnipresent.
It's a personality?
It's a personality which has all intelligence. It knows everything, knows every thought. It knows when a person is beating their meat from a person is stealing. Did I say meat?
Come on.
Did I say
they know every little
every
thing.
Every little minute deal.
Anything that they can't hide nothing from this ghost hole?
Nothing could be hid from the ghost holy. You see, the secret thoughts, the negative thoughts, the conniving thoughts, the wonderful thoughts, the beautiful thoughts, the loving thoughts, the transforming thoughts, the evil thoughts, positive or negative, the light of Christ sees everything and knows everything. So the light of Christ is the all-seeing eye at every time, at every place, in every world. The light of Christ never takes a break, never slumbers, nor gets sleepy, nor get tired, never get hungry, never get thirsty. The light of Christ is not human. It is almighty energy. It is just like God. Works with God.
Whoa. So it's divine intelligence, you say, am I living from?
Yes. Yes, sweetheart. It's divine intelligence. And it, like you said, the light of Christ guides you. It protects me in the shower. Because when I shower, I don't use a light. I don't see light. Not man's light, because my eyes are in a different condition right now. So I see light, the inner Christ light. So sometimes when my brother comes to my budala, he said, well, why you ain't got no lights on? And I said, I am the light. He said, oh, that's right. I am the light of the world. I'm with Jesus Christ. So if my physical eyes are blind, and which is very temporary, you know, society says permanent, but we say temporary because we glorify the Christ light. So with that light, I move and have my being in the light. I have to. I can't depend on man's electricity because I don't see the light, you know, as far as you flip on the switch and you turn on the light, because the inner flame in me guides me and directs me, even walking outside in other words, when you're in certain conditions, you have to trust the light of Christ. I heard people that are blind, they do running. I do bodybuilding, and I do some running, but I do bodybuilding. I do aerobics. I teach aerobics in some areas, meditation. And people say, I thought you just sit home and listen at the radio. I say, no, that's a boring life for me. You know, to sit home and listen just the radio only. You know, cause every station don't play classical music, which is one of my top favorites. So we do a lot in this life. We don't live like a disability person. You know, people that are disability, they limit it. And then some of them, they become self-pity. Well, and then there are many others who transform, like myself and many others, and they use the power, and they think positive. So they go into the inner flame that's inside their being. While we're on the subject, is it true, my brother, that the physical body is the actual temple of this holy love, flame, fire, spirit?
Yeah, the body, the human body, is the temple of the Ghost Holy. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit loves body beings. It's anxiously waiting to get into you. It wants to. It loves body beings.
But I thought the body was so wicked, it just dwells in your spirit, man. That's what a lot of church folks
say. What? Now, what? Come again now?
I thought the physical body was so wicked that the Holy Spirit only dwells in your spirit, man. and not in the physical flesh, according to the church creed.
No, no. That's why we have a physical body. Jesus didn't just give us a physical body just to walk around. It loves fleshly body beings because it has to. You know why?
Why?
It keeps you young.
Oh, okay.
What keeps you young? The Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy. What keeps your organs and everything going? It's the Ghost Holy. It's the Ghost Holy does all that and more, you know. So it's in your temple. This spirit stuff, I don't know where that came from. Probably black backs and spooks and stuff like
that.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. That's an ungodly scripture or
a doctrine
because the Holy Spirit loves body beings. It loves it. It's anxiously waiting to come into your temple, to occupy your temple. It wants to, but you have to let him in.
That's right, baby. Is that how I can have a 58-inch chest and be all muscular and big thighs and 19-inch arms? Is that legal?
That's legal. Anything is legal through the Holy Spirit.
But I'm close to 100 years old. How can that be?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Does that matter? Remember, it keeps you young forever.
Oh, that's right.
It's in divine intelligence. If your mind is one with that divine intelligence, and you're praising that divine intelligence, you'll become young, you'll become wealthy, you'll become healthy, you'll become all, you become more wisdom, you have knowledge, you have understanding, you have everything. That's why the people who have the Ghost Holy are the richest people in the world.
Yes.
Because they have health and everything. Just because a person has a whole bunch of money doesn't mean nothing. It's nothing to the power of the Holy Ghost. Because once you have that Holy Ghost, you have money and everything else. Because you could be have money and be sick, old, decrepit. What kind of life is that, having all that money? You can't enjoy it and live happily and live youthfully and live prosperity and can do everything a 16-year-old can do. I mean, what's the benefit of having it? Your health is your wealth. That's why Jesus came as a healing God. Remember, he healed a lot of people. Health is very important. Without health, you can't do anything. You know, you're miserable in health. I'm talking about healthy mentally. Some people are in turmoil and mentally in their mind, you know, as well as physically. And spiritually.
That's right.
You know, some people walk around all kind of demons in them. We know people, demon possessed, walking around. Some of them are so retarded, they don't even know they have demons. I mean, that's really dangerous.
That's right.
We know some people like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that this Ghost Holy is the seed that we need to have. People talk about the seed, the dollar seed. And they try to transform. That's how you get a positive thing and they turn it negative. We're talking about the seed of Christ. Once you have the seed of Christ in you, which is the Ghost Holy illuminated in you through the power of the Holy Ghost, you're on your way. You're rich with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, health, everything, money, everything will come into you. It says what? Seek the kingdom of heaven and everything else will be added unto you.
Yes.
What's the kingdom of heaven? The Ghost Holy within you. That's
right.
Heaven.
That's
within
right.
Your temple, my loving brothers.
Even while living on the earth?
Even, we're talking especially on the earth. See, this transfiguration, this becoming a God, is here for the earth.
That's
people
right.
think it's for heaven. No, heaven is earth. Right here.
Right here.
Right here. Transfigured beings on earth right here now. You may not know they're transfigured. They're not going to say it. They're the last person that's going to say it. They'll make you think that they're not. That's their job, to make you think that they're not.
They're
very disguised.
Yes.
They pretend like they're weak, they're this, they're that. They'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to tell you. Secrecy Act.
Right.
They don't need to know. What you need to do is get yourself together. That's what it's about.
That's right, baby. Because focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ and getting wrapped up in that Christ fire that is within us is the most lovable, glorious energy that ever is. You see, that love energy, people that say they worship God and they pray in the name of Jesus and they deny the Holy Ghost, they are full of hell. You see, that may sound strong, but it's true. There's a lot of religious people say, you know, I pray to the Father and I pray in the name of His Son. Yeah, right. Yeah, whoopsie doopsie. Because you can discern that which is righteous and that which is not righteous. The people that reject this eternal energy and they tell you don't have to have it and they act like it's an extracurricular activity, flee from them in a hurry. Run track. Run a 220 real quick because they do not know what they're talking about. They are leading you astray. They're saying you can live any kind of life and you go into the heavenly kingdom. April Fool's, go to school, tell your teacher she's not a fool, but she needs some education that she can jump in the pool and go visit on Channel 4,
Steve
Washington, Steve Fool, the great meteorologist whom we love from our hearts and soul. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live in this great South Asia area in the Republic of Thailand, in Shangwa, mm-hmm. Thailand, where we've been having some monsoons and some high winds, and we feel good about it. It's excitement, 92 miles an hour wind, and then the hurricane. We have Fifong or Fong Fong, if I'm getting that right. One hurricane went up, and they call it typhoon in Asia, and then it went up to Japan, and then now the Hawaii, they're having Hawaii, the nation of Hawaii, Hurricane Anna. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hurricane Anna. She's alive over there in Hawaii in the Kauai Valley, and so that big island and the Honolulu and various ones over there that's in it's considered the U.S. United States state, the 50th state. They're having some excitement right now, my brother. And so the palm trees are swaying. They're saying, "John, Jesus, baby." The winds. See, Psalms 148. It says, "Fire and storm, snow and hail, stormy wind fulfilling Jah's words. Praise ye, Jah Jesus. Rain and thunderstorm and lightning storm, earthquakes and monsoons and typhoons. Praise ye, Jah Jesus." You see? That's a weather report Psalm 148. Check it out in the Holy Bible. It gives glory to Jah Jesus by praising that. In other words, like we said before, and like my brother was telling you, that the energy, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. Remember, this Holy Spirit is everywhere at all times, never takes a break. How can you be so sad, O ye Christian nation? How can you be so sad, O ye Christian people? If you have Holy Spirit, if you are in love with the Holy Spirit, if you value, see, a lot of people and the church, well, they don't value the Holy Spirit. And you can tell by them clone-ass prayers, the way they pray, you know. And they don't really pray. They go into ritual motion. Now, we're not out to condemn with just the churches because we've been there. We've seen what's happening. But you can discern that. You can tell them when the person is from the heart. When you really get wrapped up in this light of Christ, you are not allergic to the name of Jesus or Jesus. Jesus. You're not afraid. But a lot of these, like I said before, the 98%, 98.4% of the Christian churches do not, I repeat, do not love Jesus. They don't praise Jesus. They don't use his name. And some of them niggas don't even baptize in the name of Jesus.
Say?
I think I've seen some of them niggas. Niggabies. They don't even pray. They don't even baptize in the name of Jesus.
Now, hey, we pray for weather in the western part of the United States.
Yes.
I know they got some rain in the Ghost Holy. Did they get some rain down in Paradise down there? They need some rain down in California down there. Did they get some rain down there?
Did they get some down there, Doug? You can go ahead and ask me. Did you guys get some rain? Doug, did you get rain down there? Don and Doug.
I wonder if they got rain. I don't know if they...
I'm waiting for an answer here.
I don't know if they're on right now, but...
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
I believe they got some in the California
area. They got some in California?
Yes.
Okay, because they need rain. They have a drought down in California.
Western United States.
Yeah,
yes.
They have a drought. Not in Ghost Holy City.
Oh, yeah. They're 10 inches, 10 and a half inches over over the rain for the year.
Right.
We're above average in the Washington State.
You know, and talking about the great Ghost Holy New Jerusalem, man, it's over 800 people per day moving in the Puget Sound.
Yes.
Can you believe that? I mean, that city is moving.
It's
moving. Grooving.
Yes.
I mean, 800, that's over 20-something thousand per month.
Right, right.
That's moving there. Mm-hmm. They know where the action is. They know where the money is.
That's right.
They know where the Holy Ghost is. They know where the seed of Christ is.
Yes.
That goes where the seven hills, where the seven spirits are. They know where it's at.
Yes,
sir. That's it. That's where it's at, baby.
That's right.
And I just wanted to know if he would tell us if we got some rain over there
in Paradise, California.
Because they need some rain down in Paradise, and in California, it's a drought.
Right, right.
We don't like drought.
No. That's right. We don't like brooks dry.
Yeah.
We thank you, Jesus, right now for the Eastern California, over there in Paradise, California,
right,
and the Western United States of America, and anywhere else that the desert area that needs rain. We proclaim rain in the dynamic name of Jah, Jesus,
baby.
We thank you, Son of God, Holy Spirit, right now for the rain that's coming in the beautiful California. Oh, Jesus, we just love you, sweetheart. We adore you. We praise you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for loving all people. And most of all, your commandment, it's told to we love you. The commandment was given that we're supposed to love you. So we adore you, oh, sweetheart Jesus. We praise you, Judge Susie, baby. We're just thankful right now that for living life. We thank you that I got two thumbs and four fingers on each side. And we just thank you for toes. We thank you for life. We thank you for breathing. We thank you for oncoming sight. We thank you for ears to hear. And we thank you for Christmas celebration. We just thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We're not afraid to talk to you, Jesus. You know, we got to make it for all those 98% of all the millions of Christians who don't talk to Jesus. You know what? I know because they pissed me off. But you know what trips me off?
What's that?
Okay, this thing pissed me off. In the Christian church, they talk about Jesus Christ and how beautiful he is. And no doubt, he is beautiful. He gave his life. He resurrected. He gave the Holy Ghost. And them niggas don't even give praise to Jesus. They don't say, oh, Jesus, I love you. You know, they go to the grandfather, oh, Father this and Father that. Father, 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 Father. Shut up. Go to the Son of God. The scripture says in the book of St. John, all of them that have heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me, Jesus. And then Jesus also stated, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Like you said before, my wonderful brother, the Father God Almighty, Allah Jehovah Yahweh, has given all power, all authority, all love to Jesus Christ. This planet is made by Jesus Christ.
Did you say it was made by Jesus Christ?
Yes, indeed.
Because most people don't know that. They think the Allah Jehovah made the planet.
No, he gave it to the Son. And now there were four worlds before this one. That's another subject for a different time zone.
Right.
And Jehovah God made that one. And then Jesus Christ learned, and he was being taught by the Father. And then Jesus Christ said, hey, Dad, I'm going to make this planet so it can be strong. Because when Satan got kicked out of heaven, when he fell to the earth got destroyed, or shall we say, bombarded with volcanic activity, and it was in full of chaotic massness of destruction. And so therefore, Jesus Christ said, I'm going to make a planet that will be strong to withhold and to withstand the sins of the people. And so, glory to Jesus.
Yeah, I was hitting on wood.
The solid rock. Do you see what I mean? You heard that, saints?
This is the solid rock, like my brother said.
Yes.
Strong.
This
is the only planet in the universe that's like this.
That's right.
You could grow faster.
Yes.
Than a supersonic jet. That's how fast you grow. Those other planets grow, people grow real slow.
Like thousands
of thousands and thousands
of
years. If you come here, you can zoom, baby.
Yes.
And you have to qualify to come here.
That's
unless you just come like some rollouts, they just come
illegally.
It's a lot of people that come illegally because Jesus is so merciful. Go ahead, you know. But the ones that came, especially in the 50s, on back, they came here. They're supposed to be here.
Yes.
You older generation, you have time to praise God, Jesus. You're retiring, a lot of you.
That's right.
You have plenty of time to sit back and say, God, Jesus, I love you.
That's right.
Feel that Holy Ghost holy.
Yes.
You have time to be youngified, to get jiggified with that great Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You have time to do that. Use your time wisely.
Right.
Stay young.
Get young. That's right.
Start living forever.
Yes.
Start transfiguring your body.
Right.
You have the tools to do it. Right. You don't have to go to church. You are the living church.
That's right.
Sit down. Sit back. Feel that I am presence.
Yes.
Glorify that I am presence. Be thankful for it.
Yes. And that's the name of the game, right there, because when you give glory to Jesus Christ, you feel good inside, because like in the first chapter of St. John, it says in the beginning, let me quote from the ancient original scripture, Jesus Christ's word was beginning is. Now, a lot of people don't like that verse because it breaks the English. It's broken English. It's not poetical. It gets dynamic and down and up and medium to the point. See, Jesus was, word is, beginning was. And Jah Jesus was always with God, and Jah Jesus is a God with the Father God. The same Jesus was in the beginning with the Father. Jah Jesus came to the earth, and the earth was made by Jesus Christ. The earth was made by Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ, of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ. Everything was conceived by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the God and Savior and Father now of this planetary system, Earth. That's why he said, behold, I am the Father and I am the Son. Because I am the Father because I made my flesh tabernacle. I am the Son, I'm the Son because I made my flesh tabernacle. But I am the Father because I brought forth the fullness of life. So, therefore, yes, Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, Jesus. Don't be alerted to him, sweethearts. Come, all ye ends of the earth, and magnify the name of the Lord, Jesus. Because when you magnify Jesus, and you don't be afraid, and you launch out and you just praise and worship and love and adore Jesus, you will progress. That name is powerful. Those churches, they say God, and they say loud. Oh, loud, help me, loud. Lord, what Lord? Oh, Lord Beelzebub? You don't got no boobs?
Lord,
you
know, Messiah.
Yeah, Lord Messiah. Who's Messiah? Yeah, Messiah. You know, and Lord Messiah. Who are you speaking about? Which Lord are you talking about? It's time to magnify the name of the Son of God. Because I never did finish that story, and it probably will continue and over there. And we went over there in Missouri, the United States of America. And like I said, witchcraft was heavy over there, and the people are being taught the power of the name of Jesus. You know, did you know, my brother, they just shot another nigga the other day and over there in Missouri.
What did you say?
One of the white police shot another nigga the other day. Now, you people know when I say that word, it's in love, not in negativity. I didn't say nigger. Nigger is it.
Now, are you really kidding me? They shot
another black guy. They actually shot, just recently, matter of fact, I think early in the week I heard on the CNN, national news, they shot, and during the Columbus Day weekend, yeah, during that time, they shot an 18-year-old black American gentleman, and they said he had a gun, and then some say he didn't have a gun, and so it's an uproar. They had major protests over there. Over 20,000 people were marching. 55-plus blacks got arrested, and you know, for standing up for what is right. Missouri needs help.
They need the light of Christ. You brothers and sisters need the light of Christ.
Wake up over there.
Oh, over there. You need a strong.
Yes.
You should really be magnified that Jesus spirit.
Exactly.
Well, you can have power when you go and protest.
That's right.
Whatever you do, because
yes,
it's a lot of the followers of Allah, Jehovah, tell me, it's a lot of hatred over there. It's very strong over there. And that's the way it is. And the only way it can change is through the light of Christ.
That's it.
That's just putting it short and blunt.
Uh-huh.
You need the light of Christ. You need to be praising the light of Christ. You need to get into the Ghost Holy.
That's right.
That's the churches you need to be praising
Jesus.
Like my brother said, say the name. The name is powerful.
Yes.
When you say name, the demons tremble.
Yes,
they leave.
Yes.
No, they don't like that name. I don't care what it is. Say the name. Use the name.
That's right.
It seems like the churches are scared of the
name.
If you're scared, go to church.
Yeah.
Hey.
And that's what they're doing.
The
nigga's scared.
If you're scared, go to church. I mean, hey, the point is, you need to use the powerful name of Jah Jesus, like my brother said.
That's right.
Jah Jesus. When you say that, those demons step back. Wait a minute.
That's right.
Hey, Jah Jesus, we can't have that.
That's right.
That's why they put it in your minds to cry. The Christian world to get rid of Jesus.
Yes.
That's why they say Lord.
Right.
Lord this. What Lord? Lord Buddha?
Right.
Lord Krishna?
Right.
What Lord you talking about?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of Lord. It's many Lords.
That's right.
So what Lord you talking about? But it's only one Lord of Lord.
That's
Jah Jesus.
That's Jesus.
Use the name. I mean, use the name. I mean, at least you could use Jehovah. At least you could use the Father.
Nice. Right.
I mean, you just say Lord.
Right.
You know, use the Creator, Jah Jesus, and see the power it creates. Because once you start using that name, the negative forces have to leave.
Oh, yes.
It has to leave.
Right.
And then you have the God standing with you.
That's
then you have the angels standing with you.
Yes.
Then you have let me tell you the story before you laugh.
Okay.
It's a story at the Great Northwest.
Yes.
This is where you need the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Safeway, Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
Seattle area, metropolitan.
West of the United States.
United States of America.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Safeway. Okay, you have a checker in there. You have somebody going to the store that wants to steal some liquor.
Right.
See, the state of Washington, before, the state sold the liquor.
Right.
But then what happened, people say, oh, we want everybody to get a piece of this. We want the money. So now Costco, everybody sells liquor. It's out of control.
Yes.
So everybody sells liquor. Check this out. over 70% of the liquor is stolen.
That's right.
Can you check that out? 70% in the state of Washington.
Yes, yes,
it's a big disaster.
Yes.
Okay, this guy goes to the store. He's going to steal some kind of spirits. I don't know what it is.
Right.
He runs out the store.
Yes.
Now, you know, as being a checker or a clerk, you don't run after him out the store.
Right.
This guy runs after him out the store in the parking lot. It gets better. He's chasing him. Okay.
Yes.
The guy turns around, hits him in the head with the bottle.
Right.
The guy gets ticked.
That's right.
Stabs him 30 times. Critical condition.
Yes.
I mean, this is crazy. We got another story. Pacific Northwest.
Washington.
Over there in Snohomish County.
Yes.
I think it may be Everett over there.
Yeah, Everett.
North mom and pop store.
Yes.
Asian lady. I think I even been to that store. Mm-hmm. She looks at everybody. Okay, some young 20-year-olds go in there. Okay, they steal Doritos, worst thing on the planet. Then they steal some pop. You know, I don't think it was that much. It's about 6 of them. They go out. She runs after them. They drive and give me my stuff. You say, you SOB. She's in the car.
Right.
Dragging her, runs over her, kills her.
That's right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The story gets better. Saga. We're going to Saga 2. This is, okay. She dies.
That's right.
She's a nice Presbyterian lady.
That's right.
She goes to church.
Real nice.
She may say Jesus a couple of times. She may even say Hail Mary. Who knows?
That's right.
She goes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
The DAs, destroying angels, say, welcome to hell, bitch.
Sure
just
is.
Like that.
Right, we got the word.
And she said, what did you say? Blam! Slapper, welcome to hell, I said, bitch. The rest is history.
Right.
What I'm saying is that you need the ghost holy.
That's right.
You see these people out of control.
Yes.
You know, it's no reason for those two people to get killed. They did it on their own.
Right.
It's a sad. It's funny, but it's sad.
Sad.
It's funny, it's sad, but it's like, come on, get it together, my loving brother.
Right.
Get it together.
That's right. It's all about glorifying Jesus Christ. You see, we tell you these stories and these situations and everything that's happening because the name of the light of Christ is very important, very powerful, and we encourage you to really get wrapped up in that name. Glorify that name. We're going to demonstrate as we go off the air.
Jesus.
I'm so excited. I forgot the name of the song. What's our exit song?
Cannon.
Cannon. The Cannon,
all right,
baby.
Roll it, baby.
We're out of here. We thank you. We love you. We'll see you next time on November 2nd. We'll continue the glories of Jesus Christ. Remember, exalt the name. Praise the name. Worship the name. Glorify the name. Hear the name. Sing the name. Get excited. I mean, sweetheart, darling, baby, go Jesus like crazy. I know the song is playing. Go ahead and keep it playing. Because the name is powerful. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ will take every demon out of your life. We're just excited. We believe that we can fly high in the sky. We can fly higher than the birds. And we're going to circle the heavens. And we're going to magnify Jesus Christ. Good day. And happy love. Happy Halloween week. And we will see you November 2nd, All Souls Day. Namaste.
Jesus, baby. We're out of here.